I called LBJ the other day to try to discuss the Vietnam crisis with him. Oh, I call him every now and then. It's very important to me because I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not about to fight them Red Chinese. When you stop and think, Red China has something like 688 million folks, and I say folks because people might scare the hell out of you. And when you stop and think Red China got 688 million people, if them cats ever start singing We Shall Overcome, they're going to do it, maybe. You realize Red China got more census takers than we got people? Not only are there 688 million Chinese, but they're right down underneath us. And wouldn't it be wild if them cats very non-violently decided to all get drunk at the same time and stomp their foot together? And what really knocked me out is when Red China blasted off their second nuclear blast and our State Department called it primitive. I called Dean Russ that morning. I said, hey, baby. He said, Greg, I guess I goofed again, huh? You damn right you can goof, man. I want to know how you going to call Red China's nuclear blast primitive and you scared of my switchblade. And then he informed me that it wasn't the nuclear blast that the State Department was referring to as being primitive. What he meant by that statement, he said, that through our intelligence, if that's what they want to call it, we have found out that it would take Red China 20 to 30 years to develop the vehicle to deliver that bomb over here. That's what he told me. I said, man, do you realize with 688 million people, they can hand carry that bomb over here? It's been said that we here know nothing about what's going on. Well, I tell you one thing, I don't know that much about what's going on, but I know last Sunday in Saigon, the Marines had a race ride. They did the best to keep it away from a lot of people, but it still made the papers. They watered it down a whole lot because when I first read the headline in the paper, not headline, but when I read the headline of the article, it said Marines fighting in Saigon. I said, well, they've been fighting there. Hell, they must be trying to tell us something. And I read it and come to find out they're talking about a race ride. In Saigon, we had a race ride over there. And here's people say, this meeting's no good because we don't know what's going on. Well, I tell you what, if we don't know what's going on in Vietnam today, the government damn sure had had enough time to tell us. And the only reason people from the State Department didn't show up here because they know the only thing they would tell you, you wasn't going to buy. There's a whole lot of people in the federal government that don't like what's going on, but they have to put up with it because they haven't got crowds like you that's with them. And the larger these crowds get, the more people in the federal government's going to start screaming about all of these wrongs and these illnesses. Thank God for you. Now, in closing, if you can be labeled communist, if the civil rights movement can be labeled communist, then they better go back and label Tom Paine as communist, because all we're doing today is what Tom Paine said years ago in his Wintertime Soldier, if there be trouble, let it be in my time that my children may have peace. No more, no less. Had your parents read Tom Paine thoroughly, we might not have to be here now. But they didn't. What you are doing here tonight, unborn kids around the world will be affected by it if you don't stop. In our generation, we produced the madman that created the nuclear bomb, or we produced the intelligence that created it, and the madman got hold of it. And now he have contaminated the air with nuclear radiation, and you young, brilliant kids gonna have to create a mind to vacuum clean the air, and this is the best vacuum cleaner I've seen yet. That's what you're doing here. As far as war, as far as the way that radical group will say, oh, they're just holding this meeting because they want to duck the draft. They'll always think of little petty things to say. But I tell you one thing, I'm not against armies as long as this the army that's going to come in after a tornado and help clean up. I'm not against an army if the type of army that's going to go around the world and distribute food to everyone. But I'd love to ask the boys in Washington, D.C., how a Negro can stand up and say he's nonviolent and white America loves that and gonna send me over to kill somebody. No, nonviolence to me means not that I'm not supposed to hit American white man. Nonviolence means to me that death might put me on its payroll, but I'll never put death on my payroll. So if America goes into a full-scale war, it's too late. Nonviolence have already captured me. But I tell you what, just so these little stupid groups wouldn't say Dick Gregory didn't go because he wanted to stay back here and make money, if I ever get drafted again, I'm going. But I'm going to go, and instead of the government making a deal with me, I'm going to make a deal with the government. I'll go in your army. I'll sit through all your training on the one guarantee that when my basic training is over, you'll send me to the front line, and I don't want to take your gun with me this time. And if I can give my life on the front line for all of this wrong, I would much rather do that than kill a man, be I right or wrong. Thank you so very much for being here tonight. God bless you. Hope to see you again real soon.